It might sound like I'm trying that I'm bashing conventional medicine, and that's not my heart at all.
And pharmaceuticals, it's a $400 billion industry. So we're not bashing, but we're stating the facts that it's a money maker. Yeah,
that's for sure. And they're really, I think, the control over the government, control over the insurance companies, control over the corporate hospitals. I believe that COVID, even if we weren't vaccinated, I think has done much more damage to our health, especially chronic diseases, than we may even realize even still yet at this point. People think cholesterol is bad. Cholesterol is not bad. It's just how we understand it. It's how we need it. All of our hormones are made of cholesterol.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Visibly Fit podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. On today's episode, we're going to talk about health and wellness, of course, but we're going to talk about the thoughts of, do you feel like you're being deceived in this area? Well, you are on some levels. Do you feel like there's a lot of myths and confusion around wellness? Well, there are. So we're going to dive into some of this today with my guest, Dr. Jackie McCool. And she has been passionate about holistic health and wellness since God delivered her in 1996 from an addiction to alcohol and the whole bar life. She knows that God has called her to speak, teach, and write on the truths about holistic health and the purpose of glorifying Him. Dr. McCool spent 10 years in the holistic health field as a chiropractic, as a chiropractic physician in Charleston, South Carolina. She specialized in the diagnosis and treatment of internal disorders, and she worked in various natural health capacities for over 20 years, doctoring, speaking, writing, and teaching all about holistic health and wellness. And she recently wrote a book called Are You Being Deceived? About True Wellness, unveiling the confusion, myths, deceptions preventing you from achieving true health. So help me welcome Dr. Jackie McCool. Well, Dr. Jackie McCool, I am so thrilled to have you on the Visibly Fit podcast. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I think we're kindred sisters already.
I believe so. Yes, absolutely. Especially since we are both all about holistic health, right? And we want and have that desire to get people really healthy, especially the body of Christ. And so you have written a book recently, and I love the title. It's Are You Being Deceived About True Wellness? And then the subtitle is Unveiling the Confusion, Myths, and Deceptions Preventing You from Achieving True Health. Yes. Wow. That's a mouthful, but man, I know that my listeners are like, wow, yeah, there's so much confusion. There's so many myths. Let's like dive into, first of all, why you wrote this book, and then we'll dive into some of this confusion that people are experiencing around health today.
Yes. Almost 28 years ago, God delivered me from an addiction to alcohol and the whole bar life of 20 years, really.
Praise God.
It was not me that did it, because I was not even walking with Him yet at that point. But He really quickly seemed, when I look back, seemed to have put my feet on a holistic path of cleaning up my mental, emotional, physical, spiritual health. And by mental health, I mean things like time management, budget, career, goal setting, our purpose in life. Do we even know why we get out of bed in the morning? And I was on this journey and I loved it. I was excited about it. And I envisioned going into the bar rooms and yanking them off their bar stools, going, look, do you realize there's a whole other life out here other than this dark, dingy place? There's life here. And probably 9, 10 months later, I actually did come to the Lord. gave my heart to Christ, and I was looking to make career change on how to help other people in this holistic arena. At the time, I thought that was my own philosophy of mental, emotional, physical, spiritual. And then I realized, no, that's a whole other world out there that I didn't know about. And I got under chiropractic care, met a chiropractor at the gym and got under care, and he knew I was looking to make career change. And he kept encouraging me to be a chiropractor. And I was like, that's too narrow. That just addresses the physical. I want to help people more holistically. And now I'm a new baby Christian. And I remember, I don't think I'll ever forget it. I'm just brushing my teeth one morning. And I've, you know, heard the Holy Spirit in my heart saying, you know, thinking, why not chiropractic school? Who knows what doors it'll open for me, and I can incorporate whatever I want into my practice. And that was 1998, I moved to South Carolina, did some prereqs for chiropractic school. I had college courses in business, and now I'm having to do science, and went almost at 40 years old. So whoever's listening, if you're considering career change, it's never too late. It really, even if you're 50 or 60 years old.
And good word.
That just began that journey. And then I took my postdoctorate course several years into practicing. I learned of all these diplomate courses under the chiropractic license, and one of them was internal disorders. And that really opened my eyes to, yes, this is exactly what was planted in my heart several years back before I embarked on this career of the whole holistic. And that just opened a lot of doors, and it just has evolved over the years, the whole passion. A lot of it, my writing for this book especially, has come from newspaper columns that I was writing or presentations I would give, health presentations I would give for my patients in my office. And it's just kind of been a culmination of all this information. It's been in the works for a lot longer than it took to
of course
pull it together.
Way to go, and having the courage to get it out there, because yes. God will keep us restless until we are like, fine, okay, we'll do it. So I'm glad that you heeded to the call. And chiropractic is a beautiful profession. And yes, I am very connected with so many different chiropractors, and I just have a big heart for that field and have been helped myself through chiropractic, and just know the difference. And it is a holistic approach.
Yes.
So you were in the right space. So, well, let's talk a little bit about, I think I read something briefly, and so you'll have to help me out here, about were you on blood pressure meds at one point and uncovered something else? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, and that's kind of been... I just had coffee this morning with a high school friend that I hadn't seen in almost 50 years, and
fun
was explaining to him that my message, I think, even since this book has gone out, I feel like my message has evolved even more so. And the book may sound, or even other presentations in the past with somebody's heard me or read other things, it might sound like I'm bashing conventional medicine. And that's not my heart at all. It's not my heart at all. I just need to have that as a comparison to show the difference of holistic health and wellness and natural approaches, functional medicine, all kinds of terms you can use.
Well, in pharmaceuticals, it's a $400 billion
yes.
industry. So
yes.
we're not bashing, but we're stating the facts that
yes.
it's a money maker. Yeah,
that's for sure. And they're really, I think, the control over the government, control over the insurance companies, control over the corporate hospitals these days. Yeah, there's you trace it back, follow the money, as they say. And I recently right. just did a blog on that. But I saw my own experience as a classic example that, and I believe that COVID, even if we weren't vaccinated, I think has done much more damage to our health, especially chronic diseases, than we may even realize even still yet at this point. I really feel, and I don't want to try and blame COVID for everything, because a lot of it's in our control and our lifestyle and all of that. But I think that it has blown up and exacerbated a lot of
exasperated.
Chronic
diseases. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I had COVID, like probably most people, I had COVID a couple years back. And several months later, I was having tremendous pain in my back and my arm. And I thought, oh my gosh, am I having a heart attack? Like, I'm healthy. I hike mountains. I do all the right things. And I had a friend that actually had a major stroke, and he was you know, a triathlete and all that kind of stuff, very healthy. And if I had not known of his experience, I think I would have even then just brushed it off going, oh, you know, it's just some back pain. It's the, and I'd been to the, my chiropractor like several days in a row. And by the time I got back, the pain was still there. And she checked my blood pressure the second visit I was there, and it was elevated. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've never had high blood pressure before. And I called the urgent care, which I've never even had to use urgent care. But one time when I broke my leg backpacking, and I don't even know what they do, to be honest with you. And I called them. I said, can you rule out a heart attack? Yes, we can. Come on in. They did an EKG on me. I saw this doctor for the very first time. He's never seen me before, has no case history, no past records, nothing. And his very first approach was to give me blood pressure meds. If unknowingly, which most people don't realize, I would have been okay. And by this point, I'd probably be on two meds by now. And those meds have side effects. We never got to the root. And as it turned out, several days later,
more than the two,
the back pain went away, but I was having pain actually in my side, in the front, surprisingly, but it turned out it was a kidney stone, which COVID also is known to exacerbate and trigger kidney stone problems as well. And that's what the pain was and what the problem was. Like, pain will cause your blood pressure to be high, but it wasn't looked at as the root. It was just immediate blood pressure.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and I have a great appreciation for, you know, the medical staff and, you know, doctors, of course, but that is what they are taught in school, is to prescribe.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So it's no fault of theirs per se.
Correct.
It's just what they were taught to do. So that really helped light a fire under you to get this book out as well. Right.
Yes. 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 Mm-hmm. This message really, again, has directed or almost redirected a little bit or refined the message and confirmed in my mind even more so that there's just two simply different directions. One is to manage disease, and exactly, you're very right that they're trained to do that and they're trained very well to do that. And certainly acute things. I wouldn't go to my chiropractor when I had a kidney stone, right? I want to go to the urologist.
Right.
Let's do something about this. So there certainly is a time and a place, and it's a time and a place for every person. What I think people don't know is that they have a choice. I think they want to be healthy, and they're going to the medical doc expecting to become healthy. And what's only happening there is that the disease is being managed because that's what they're trained to do. And some people may just want to manage their disease. My high school friend that I met with, he's like, I don't know yet. You know, I might want to just, I don't know that I want to make these changes. He says that I'm extreme.
Because sometimes it's part of their identity.
Yes.
It can be.
Exactly.
Right?
Very much is. And that's in a lot of ways can even be the spiritual side of health and emotional.
For sure.
Side of
and
health.
That's right. And that's probably like a whole other conversation.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But I want to dive in, Dr. Jackie, about just some of the myths and maybe just some of the confusions that people are kind of, that you're hearing that people are so confused about regarding wellness.
Yes. There's so many of them. And my book starts off with that because I want to kind of set a paradigm shift so that people understand as you get further into the book of where the platform of where I'm coming from. But some basic things are common or big, I think. One is cholesterol. People think cholesterol is bad. I just saw a post that I had posted last year, a memory post on Facebook, came up again, and it said, cholesterol is not bad. It's just how we understand it. It's how we need it. All of our hormones are made of cholesterol.
Exactly.
I had a patient that years ago that was male patient that was on cholesterol meds and also getting testosterone shots. His cholesterol, Wendy, it was like 98 or something. It was not 98, excuse me. Now I'm getting my reference ranges mixed up here. His total cholesterol was like 98 or something like that. And he was getting, and I'm like, in the functional medicine world, if we see cholesterol below 140, I think even that's too low. But if we see 140, that's what we call an ominous sign. Like,
Uh-huh.
That's part of our immune system as well. Something's going on here. It's not saying it absolute, but this is a flag.
Yeah, and let's look under the hood.
He's on meds and lowering. And I have people, I teach a class, this course at my church. And I had some folks in my class that were saying their medical doc wanted to see their total cholesterol below 100, because that's what the reference range is now, 100 to 200. Right. 100. I'm like, wow. and they're on meds to get them there. And it's just like, it's scary. So we really,
it is. And they're only looking at that number and not the whole picture.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You can have, and all of our, any lab work I've ever seen that has had a cholesterol panel run, included in that panel is your, what we call coronary risk factor, or that ratio of the total to HDL, the good cholesterol.
Right.
LDL is good also, but in the right ratio. Right amount, that ratio, we want to see 3.0 or less. That's, again, you can look at your labs if you had cholesterol run, and that should be there, or you can do your own math. I've never seen just total cholesterol run. And I could have a total cholesterol 300. Oh my gosh, they'd be freaking out and putting me on cholesterol meds right away. And that's where people, that's their understanding, and they think they need to be on cholesterol meds. But I could have an HDL of 100, and that's not, I've had that, and I'm not that perfect person with health, always room for improvement. Well, that gives me 3.0 or less when I divide that number in. So it's how big are the particle sizes of the cholesterol and all that. And so, yeah. And the majority,
it's more of an education.
It is education. The majority of our cholesterol is made in the liver. It's not, those cholesterol numbers aren't primarily from our diet. Now our triglycerides could be, but not, in total. Now the diet could be inflammatory, and cholesterol responds to inflammation. So there's your connection with the diet.
Sure. But how's that liver working?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's good. All right. What's another myth or kind of area of confusion that you hear a lot?
I think another one is our thyroid, especially for women. Men, I'm sure it can get diagnosed too, but a lot of time women are diagnosed way too often. I see lab work that was just the TSH. I actually saw one that was just the T4, which is the primarily 98% of T4 is inactive. And one lab that was brought to me was just the T4. And then they were diagnosed with having thyroid problems and put on thyroid meds. Well, one is it autoimmune, and we need to look at that comprehensively. We need to look at all of the thyroid markers comprehensively. Is there a hitch in the pathway somewhere of these hormones? Back to the liver, the thyroid, the conversion of that T4 into T3, which is our active thyroid hormone, that conversion takes place in the liver. So how healthy is the liver? What's the root of that again? The adrenal glands, I like to use the example of the adrenals and the thyroid are the two kids. And the adrenal is the bad kid and the thyroid is the good kid. They both have the same mom, the pituitary. And the bad kid's going, mom, mom, mom. And the pituitary,
there's adrenals.
Like, mom's going, oh, you know, got to address you. And the adrenals are out of balance because of stress. And then we go in and we have our blood work done and we see the thyroid. And the poor little thyroid kid's going, but I didn't do anything. And all of a sudden we're on thyroid meds, never looking at the adrenals, which could be the root. Could be secondary. That thyroid could be secondary to those adrenals quite often.
I love the way you broke that down, because I think a lot of people can picture that, you know, the little kid, the adrenals acting up, and then the thyroid. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's really good. That's a good analogy there. Well, very good. Well, what about, are you currently seeing quite a few patients now, and do they come to a brick and mortar, or is it online? How do you work with your patients?
So I am not practicing any longer. I'm still licensed. I work too hard for that. I'm sure you can appreciate that.
Of course.
Work too hard for that. And also, if I were asked to speak for a group that maybe needs continuing ed hours, they would need a licensed practitioner to do that. I've spoken several times, taught several times for dietitians and nutritionists, and they would have needed a licensed practitioner for their CEs. That's another reason I've maintained that. Although I really, my favorite audience is the layperson, not so much the practitioner. I don't talk a whole lot. Maybe it sounded like I just did now, but I can't really talk a whole lot on the science side of things. I don't go real deep with that. But my brain, when I'm in my continuing ed seminars, my brain's converting what they're saying on a scientific level, it's converting how the layperson would understand it or need to understand it.
And I think that's needed, Dr. Jackie, because, you know, so often these big words are thrown out there to the layperson and they're like, I have no idea. Like when they go to get their lab work read, for instance, and the doctor reads it to them, they're like, I have no idea what you're telling me.
Yes.
And so to convert that into a simple conversation is really what the public needs.
Yes.
They need it just to be very simple, break it down. Just tell me what I need to do.
Yes.
And tell me the right step to take, because there are so many different opinions, and that's a big part of the confusion too, right?
This is true. Yeah. People will say that, well, this year they say don't eat this, and this year they say that's bad, and this is good. And
depends on who's funding the study.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I'm telling you, my kindred sister, we're singing the same song, Follow That Money Again. But yeah, so I'm not seeing patients, but really I have always felt that the chiropractic practice was kind of a passing through point for me. Even as I was going through school, I felt that who knows what doors it'll open for me kind of thing. And I believe even day one, when God delivered me practically, that I was called to speak and teach and write on holistic health and wellness and to get that message out there. And whether it's just, you know, so I want to educate the masses. And God was just talking to me yesterday going, if it was just one person I've called you to reach, then you've fulfilled what I've called you to do. I'm like, okay, Lord. But I'm so passionate about this message. And you're right, is there's so many people. I have a friend that intelligent woman has multiple degrees, I think a master's degree and something. I don't know what all her degrees ran, but she's an intelligent woman. And like in her 70s, early 70s, I would guess, she read my book and she said, oh, Dr. Jackie, thank you so much for telling me about sugar. I did not know that. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
What cave are you living in? How can anybody not know? But that's true. And I don't mean that as a derogatory.
When the student is ready, the teacher appears.
Yes.
Right.
It's just, and I'm not the only one. I'm sure you're obviously spreading the message, and there's others, and that's encouraging as well. I think in my area where I live is kind of rural, and what we need more of, in addition to teachers and people educating on this and ways to do it, is the practitioners themselves. There's not enough functional medicine practitioners, and insurance doesn't cover it. We shouldn't entrust our health to insurance. We shouldn't say, oh, insurance isn't covered, so I'm not going to do it. Well, they just dictated the level of your health.
Right.
But on the flip side, I really wish that, like, functional medicine doctors, I have a Christian health sharing plan. You know, there's several companies out there, so I won't say who, but they don't cover functional medicine. I'm like, I'm getting to the root and restoring my body back to good health. And then you won't ever have to hear from me again. You won't have to push out any money from me.
But that's the problem.
Yeah.
They want to hear from you again.
I guess, you know,
on some level, right?
Yeah.
Which is odd. All right. So here's a question. What are some future trends that you think, or developments in the wellness industry that you believe will have a significant impact on our understanding of true wellness?
I think there are more people speaking the message. I think when we want to look for the silver lining in every cloud, we can find it even in the whole COVID fiasco. People became more aware. They became aware of even just control over their health or not, and somebody else taking control of that. I think a message that still has not been emphasized enough in a scenario like that is, what about taking care of our health? Where is that suggestion in the whole protocol? You know, not that I would want more government regulations, but smoking. Why don't we say, okay, until COVID's passed, nobody can smoke, you know, just until then, you know, we're talking a lot.
Maybe you'll be done with it.
You know, just common sense kind of things. But I think something like that really has brought greater awareness. I think the cost of things, even if insurance is covering it, that too is going up for people. I think slowly but surely they look around and see that there is possibilities for another way to take care of their health. I love when somebody sends me a blog or an article or a person's name or whatever, even if it might not be fully, you know, that I fully agree with that person, but at least it's a step in the right direction. It's health. It's like, okay, somebody else is saying this message as well. So that's encouraging to see that also.
That's good. Yeah. Eyes are being opened.
Yes.
And that is a positive thing. And let's talk about that in terms of the church, yes. Because my heart is the church.
Yes.
And I just, I don't know how to delicately say mm-hmm. this, but the church really needs to open up their eyes more yes. in this arena.
Yes.
Because we need to look different. And yes. we need to be stronger,
yes.
healthier than ever before. And so let's hear your heart yes. on where the church is at with their wellness. And, yes. You know, what are you seeing right there in your own church where you're yes. teaching?
I'm so glad you asked that because, again, I think about every year, my pastor in the month of February, my pastor does a message on stewardship, finances in particular. And I love it. Big Dave, we teach the financial piece at our church. I'm a big Dave Ramsey fan. I'll promote that all his way he does things all the way. But I tell people, I hear it all the time. And I guess if you just have an ear tuned to that, to health and wellness. And I told my pastor this the other day, who doesn't always practice the healthiest things, but I told him, I said, Pastor, you can overlay health and wellness right on top of that exact same message. And it's the same thing. The Bible's saying the same thing. It's about stewardship. It's just, right. He's talking finances. We're talking about our health and our bodies and to be good stewards of what God has given us. What I would love to see, like this is the vision, the dream. Can you imagine? I don't know how your church is, but we have a prayer list. And the majority of the things that are on the prayer list are sickness and disease. What happens if the goal was to not ever have to see another name on that prayer list? Can you imagine? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Actually,
children's it would be amazing. Hospitals, that's like an oxymoron. That just breaks my heart. Why does there have to be a children's hospital? They should be some of the healthiest people walking this earth. They're getting sicker.
Right.
And, you know, I hear about obesity and diabetes and all that for kids. It just breaks my heart. And so, yeah,
part of that. I mean, we know it's the standard American diet, but it's also the adults in their life that are the culprit of those children getting diabetes. So, you know, it's really a sad situation. And with, you know, inflation and how much things are, and there's so many different, you know, cogs in the wheel.
Yes.
But it really is something that needs to be addressed in the church, and we need to rise up and realize, just like you said, that being financially fit and physically fit, mm-hmm. they go hand in hand.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, our health is our true wealth.
Yes.
And if people could really see that, you could make money all day long, but
that's
if you're
right.
not healthy and well to go and tithe and do great things with it or to spend it in vacation, then forget about it. Right.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think, and this is just maybe it's my judgmental brain, but what also hurts my heart is when people go up to the altar for healing, there's prayer. Who needs healing? We need a lot of things, not just physical healing, but it's a big focus is on healing. And I believe when we ask God for something and it's in line with his word, and I believe it's in line with his word that we're healthy and well, When we ask for it and it's in line with his word, we shall receive it. He will bless us with that. I believe these folks are very likely are receiving their healing right then and there. And they lose it as soon as they walk out the church doors to the, you know, the bad food restaurant, the Southern cooking in particular here. But
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in Texas. I hear you. I mean, yeah. A lot of it we can point back to ourselves with how we are operating or not operating.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have recovered from an addiction yourself. And mm-hmm. and some people are addicted to the standard American diet.
Yes,
and
very much so.
So there's so much there that needs to be revealed. And, you know, the potluck lunches and dinners at church need to look different. Like, how do we make I teach more whole food plant-based. How do we bring in whole food plant-based, you know, life-giving food to these potluck dinners
as
opposed to all the junk and sugar? So,
yeah. That I thought was there too. Don't joke. Too many pastors, and I'm not saying this is my pastor, but too many pastors, TV or I'm visiting somewhere, whatever, they joke about their poor diet or their weight or their lack of health. They joke about
it. Never laugh. Pulpit.
And we would not joke if they were standing. It would not be a joke if they stood up there and said, yeah, I got drunk again last night, or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Or, yeah, I just went and blew all my money last night. They wouldn't joke about
that. Gambling.
Yeah, exactly. It's you know, so that needs to change too. But you're right, the potluck dinners too. Breaks my
and mind. I just use that as an example, but you know what I mean.
It's a strong example. Yeah. People know it. Yeah. Church knows it.
Well, I love what you're doing. And yes, we are kindred spirits for sure. I'm so glad that we got to spend a little time together. Do you have your book there that you could hold up for everyone to see? Again, it's Are You Being Deceived About True Wellness? Very awesome. And it says, Unveiling the Confusion, the Myths, and the Deceptions Preventing You from Achieving True Health. And yeah, deceptions. Whew. A lot of that going
on. I have a workbook. A company workbook for this as well. And what I'm
tell me about that.
Yes. And so I'm what I'm trying to do, you'd ask if I was practicing, and I shared that as a passing through point. And really I'm looking to build that speaking opportunity business to get out and speak and share this message. I probably can tell my podcast, but I love to speak. I'm not afraid to get out and speak. But also, again, going back to Dave Ramsey, his business model of financial peace, I'm in the works of, I want to have a video component put together to accompany the book and the workbook so that this can be shared in churches, just as the financial piece would be, that this can be a small group kind of tool for churches, as well as online learning platforms. So just different ways to get that message out there. But that's what I'm using right now with the course at church. But of course, just like you, we're only one person. So I can't be at every church, you know, teaching it just like Dave Ramsey can't, but that video.
But you've got your book and you've got your workbook, and that's a start, and getting on people's podcast. And I know you'll be blessing my audience big time today.
Good.
So if you guys listening are interested in Dr. Jackie McCool's book, go to Jackie McCool, and that's MCKOOL.com. And get your copy of her book and her workbook today. So thank you so very much for maybe a final wrap-up question. These are kind of the questions that I don't always love, but I always love to ask. is there something that is very unique and interesting about Dr. Jackie McCool that we might need to know about? Like maybe you play an instrument, or maybe you've got some interesting hobby. You mentioned hiking. I'd love to hear how in the world you broke your leg during a hike. But tell me about something interesting about you.
So next to Jesus and health, my next passion is backpacking. And I'm actually backpacking section hiking the Appalachian Trail that runs along the East Coast from Georgia to Maine.
And
this year, God willing, all things go well, I will complete it. I have my last 114 miles in the 100-mile wilderness in Maine to Summit Katahdin. That's straight up. I've been doing that.
Wow.
Committed to the section hiking for about 11 years now, backpacking. And there have been stories. And I'm actually working on that in the very early stages of my memoir of my AT backpacking. And I want to write it so that it's honoring Jesus. It's from faith over fear and how to overcome. So many people walk in fear for anything. And, you know, hopefully that'll be a book that's encouraging to folks.
That sounds like a really good one too. I know I'd want to read that. Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, you are lovely. I appreciate you, and God bless you on your journey. And thank you for sharing. And again, go to JackieMcCool.com to get your book to get today. All right. Thanks so much, Dr. Jackie.
Thanks,
take care.
Wendy.
Blessings.
You too.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed this episode of the Visibly Fit podcast. Again, if you want Dr. Jackie's book, go to JackieMcCool.com and get it there. Again, thank you so much for spending your special, precious time with me. I really appreciate it. And if you are on a health and wellness journey and you're looking for a place to get healthy and well in mind, body, spirit, then come on over to wendypet.com, or better yet, go to getvisiblyfit.com and let's take action today. Knowledge is great, but the best thing to do is put that knowledge into action and to take action today. And some of that just means going to a website, right? Going to a website, exploring and saying, yes, I'm in. Let's go for it. If you have questions, let me know. Email me. I'm always available to answer any calls. I say always, you know what I mean? I'll be with you as soon as I can, but I do always respond. And so I really want your best health. And so what does that mean for you? It might mean today that you take action. So go to that website, wendypet.com or getvisiblyfit.com, and let's take action and get you healthy and well in mind, body, and spirit. Again, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Feel free to share it with those that you know will be blessed as well. I appreciate you sharing, because sharing is definitely caring, caring for the one that you gave it to, and also caring for me as a podcaster and the message that God has put in my heart. So thank you. I appreciate you. God bless. And we'll see you on the next episode of Visibly Fit. Take care.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.